This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, quite a disturbance here on the text. Many people mad that Mike has lost here in his first day out, but apparently you three turned your back on him. You're glad to see him go.
Who, me?
Let the texters tell it. Ah. What the texters believe now.
No, you.
They're calling it a kick rocks vote.
Yeah. Brian, you had the deciding vote.
They're calling it the hit the bricks Dorothy vote.
I had a feeling if I voted who I wanted to vote for, which I did.
Yeah,
that you would automatically make Mike.
Well, there you go. That's there you go. So it was a compromise.
So I knew whatever way that I went.
So y'all are playing with the votes.
It sure feels like that. I just vote my conscience.
Oh, that's what I did.
That's what you did too?
Yeah, and so the people on the text can kick rocks.
Yeah, you got a bad read on that texters. Here's the chief with your best O of the weekend.
You guys could actually come tell Broadus just how bummed you are about his poor voting in G-Bag of the Day today on Thursday in Euless.
Please
cold
do.
Cold beers and cheeseburgers. The G-Bag Nation plants the flag for 5 hours, and we'll all be there, right, Lucius? You're coming. You heard cold beers and cheeseburgers, and you said, hey, damn the pimp cup, man.
Yeah. I made sure I did like an hour on the treadmill today to make room for it.
You got to come get this.
My ass is fat.
It happens.
And you can come look at it live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers on
check
Thursday.
Check that ass out. I don't know what my favorite thing about Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers was it the PB&J burger? Maybe, but also the garlic fries were insane.
Okay, I'm so glad you mentioned the garlic fries. Walchuk, I think, would totally co-sign the PB&J burger.
Good.
How about just the general TV setup in there? It's TVs for days, dude.
It's like a great sports scene. Book. Yeah.
Even in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, you've got live TVs, one at each urinal. Like, it's incredible.
Walchuk was so giddy. He was like, I was just looking
still
into the eyes
on
of
the floor.
I was looking at into the eyes of Rich Eisen while I was urinating. And he said it was one of the best experiences ever.
I actually
ever.
Requested the burger in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I didn't regret it.
They have that Bucky's sort of bathroom cleanliness vibe in there as well. Cold beers and cheeseburgers. Euless G-Bag Nation, Thirsty Thursday, 2-7. Looking forward to seeing you there. Yeah, I was blown away and surprised when we went and looked at just their TV setup was out of this world. And those garlic fries, wow.
Yeah, stupid.
The most garlicky garlic fries of all time. Like, they're using real, legit, I don't know, like, it was different than any other garlic fry I'd ever consumed.
Yeah, the freshness of the fry itself was insane. You had the crispiness and the softness in the middle. And then that fresh garlic over the top was incredible. I don't know what the green stuff was. It was a green
parsley.
Okay, yes, it added to it.
Yeah,
some
color. It was wonderful.
Did you pick it off?
No.
Okay,
no.
Heggie, Heggie did that.
I was hoping it was cilantro.
If you sit next to Heggie and he orders the mott sticks.
Buffalo mott sticks.
He will take his index finger and rake off anything that's on top of the thing.
The blue
and then,
cheese crumbles.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
We did ask for them to be on the side, but hey, that's a Heggie problem. The rest of us enjoyed them.
Who asked for them to be on the side?
I asked with him. We ordered together. And I knew that he was weird about it. So we said, could you put the blue cheese crumbles on the side? But oh well.
Walchuk having his teammates back.
I tried. They didn't.
Unlike me.
Yeah. That's right. Well, hey, and shout out to the What a Catch, by the way, right? I mean, if we're talking food right now, we just had the new What a Fish Sando.
It's excellent.
Yeah. It drops tomorrow.
Yeah.
We had the exclusive. It's really damn good.
It is.
It's really
for
good.
For all your Lenten needs on Friday, go
your
get
Lenten
you one.
Needs.
Okay, how did you guys prioritize your viewing this weekend? Did Saturday Night Live make an appearance? Did the Oscars make an appearance? Did you?
I think I seen both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, which
I liked
one?
Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
I think the best clip was Couple Beers.
couple of beers.
Couple of beers, bro.
Got a great reaction on
couple
social.
Couple bro.
I actually consumed it all through social media the next day, just looking at the clips, and a couple of beers was just
clips were great. Yeah.
10 out of 10.
We did a good job. We did a good job.
Yeah, Gillis is pretty dang awesome. I think my favorite, though, my favorite sports joke of the weekend, there was a handful we had during the weekend update with Michael Shea, and this is how that one played out.
Last week, a U.S. appeals court blocked a Biden-era student debt relief plan, which means the only way for young people to pay off their student loans is by dating Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's a pretty good shot.
Hold on,
right
hold
there.
On.
Yeah. So now, what about the Oscars? I saw a couple of jokes go viral.
Yeah, I got pretty far, but I fell asleep during that. But I did watch it, the pregame and all that other stuff with the old lady.
Okay, the craziest.
The red carpet.
Did you? What was that? Holly Berry, Adrian.
They kissed before.
They've kissed before.
Yeah, like, but that's when y'all was working in a working capacity.
No. He won the award. His first Oscar he won, I think, was for the violin.
Yeah. So they recreated it.
Yeah. She was the presenter. She was the presenter, and he kissed her.
Look, man, that's too weird because it was like a real nice, passionate little kiss, and the wife's got to stand there like, oh, this is great.
His wife just standing there taking it in as Halle Berry says, sorry, I just have to do this, and just walks up and just plants one on him.
He did it to her when he won for, I think it was The Violinist.
Yeah, I did it.
Or The Red Violin.
What a cesspool
whatever
Hollywood
that shit.
Is.
What was that movie?
Oh, my
We're just
God.
Acting. It's not real. We're acting, okay?
That was the craziest thing I saw all weekend, and that includes the Frank Gore KO,
nice,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Box.
It's in your DMs right now. I guess everybody's consumed it. I haven't seen a dude's legs just go stiff out like that and then just completely fall in a while.
You haven't watched some of these fifth round offensive tackles. I've been stiff leg, can't move.
After watching Frank Gore go to work, though, I'm convinced that if he would have paid attention to boxing, he would have had a nice career. We would have been aware of Frank Gore as a fighter. You know, I don't know if he can be champ or whatever, but I mean, he's over 40 now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, incredible power. So it'll be fun to track that. Now 2-0, I think.
Yeah, he's 2-0, and I don't know how the first
one. He's got technique. I mean, he looks like a real boxer.
He does. Yeah, he does. And it's crazy to think all the mileage he has. I mean, it felt like he played in the NFL for two generations worth of. Yeah, just took a beating and had some serious knee injuries over the course of his career. But, man, the fact that he's in there and looking the way that he does, and this dude was a lot taller than him, and he just, I mean, it was
poor
nasty.
Guy. Like,
nasty.
He just unplugged his cords, his power cord. Bloop,
yes.
Turned him off.
Gore, a legendary grinder, though. He would go back every offseason and train with the college kids because he knew he had to be able to keep up with them if he was going to have an NFL career, and he managed to do that for a very long time. So you know he's putting in like as much work as anybody in boxing. I mean, at this age, could he really shoot up the rankings? Probably not, you know, but George Foreman did, you know. Maybe he can have enough success to, you know, create a little bit more attention for himself. I'll tell you the worst thing I saw all weekend. I was listening to you guys talk about that 1883 show.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it, and like, is it Toby Keith and Faith Hill?
Really? Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. Okay, Tim McGraw.
R.I.P. Toby Keith.
I think Toby Keith's still with us.
Thank you. Tim McGraw did a tremendous job. Have you guys seen the show?
No.
I've
not
seen it.
But it's the precursor to Yellowstone, right? Isn't that kind of what it is, or am I wrong about that?
I don't know. There's a 1923 show. There's a 1923 show that comes in afterwards. I mean, the first eight episodes were terrific. I mean, I don't know how I can say it without spoiling it, but I just can't believe it ended the way that it did.
Oh, no. So worth watching or not so much?
I would say don't watch it.
Okay.
Like right after that, the 1923 show, which is like two generations later, picked up. And I watched about half of that. And I said, you know what? I'm not forgiving them. I'm not giving these people any more of my attention.
I'm not forgiving them.
You have to take a stand sometimes against these shows where you're like, you know what? I'm throwing in the towel here. I'm not investing any more time of mine into this crap that you guys had.
I think just stop after eight episodes. That's what I would say. Just be like, oh, it's 10. It's eight for me.
It's done with
okay.
Eight.
They're going to jump forward 40 years anyway. Trust me, there is nothing in that final two episodes you need to see.
I didn't need to see it when I opened up the envelope that said I got summoned for jury duty this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I had to hop online, answer a bunch of questions, and now I'm just waiting for them to tell me we don't need you.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful
you tell
for that.
You're a radio
Fingers
personality?
Crossed. It didn't prompt me in any way to acknowledge that.
Occupation?
Didn't give me an occupation. Oh, wait, actually, yeah, I did say that I worked at the radio station, Odyssey Dallas, so hopefully they see that. But I didn't, like, write out a paragraph of,
they'll punch you for that,
like,
I think.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
I really, really need that to happen. Has everybody turned in their taxes in the G-Bag Nation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're dialed
filed
on
an
that?
Extension.
Yeah. I did not have to pay.
Oh, good for you, Lucius.
Yeah, about that.
Okay, so you're well ahead of me then, because I haven't gotten the damage done. I finally gave them over to allow now. My uncle does taxes or whatever, so yeah. What do you guys, like, TurboTax that thing? Or?
I don't know what she did, but she already got it back, too.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fast. She did, like, last week and got it back this weekend. Was real quiet about it, too, so I seen that account.
Real quiet.
Real quiet about it.
It's amazing for all the government employees no longer there. They got it back that
fast.
Yeah,
dude, quick turnaround. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure. I didn't know.
We knocked ours out on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Cool. So we're all buttoned up here.
Yes,
now, the
sir.
Question is, when I get jury duty, day off, right? Isn't that the precedent
absolutely.
That Wolchuk set?
Yeah, if you have to set foot anywhere near that courthouse, it's a day off.
Even if it's 6,
could be
7
at 8:30. Yeah.
No problem. Yeah.
No sweat at all, buddy.
Beautiful.
You got
Wolchuk's
it. There
got
he is.
Buttoned up.
Thanks, Wolchuk.
Your best of the weekend. And salute to Wolchuk for setting the precedent on
damn
that.
Damn right. You got to go to jury duty. Why the hell are you
It's an all-day affair.
If you get selected, it sure is.
It is.
Kind of thinking
if you get selected.
It's illegal to avoid it.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Can't
you're
avoid
just
it.
Doing a civic duty.
Yeah. And a lot of times you just
hope they don't select you.
You need
fingers
days,
crossed.
A few extra days off afterwards, you know, just to kind of like get yourself back to neutral a little
that
bit.
That trial could end up being a week.
Come to think of it, I have jury duty next Tuesday.
Oh, perfect.
See you next Tuesday.